to our public hearings this evening, which, I apologize, I should have referred back to the other three before we took a recess, but I didn't, so. So we're all the way back to.
Estuary.
Estuary. This is subdivision 2020-15, the estuary at Oyster Rock.
Any questions, thoughts, anybody? Then I would make a motion to defer action for further consideration.
A second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action for further consideration on subdivision 2020-15, the estuary at Oyster Rock. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item is an ordinance to amend the future land use map of the comprehensive plan in relation to tax parcel 235-30.00-58.02, portion of.
We have to vote on these separately.
Yes, true. I make a motion to defer on that, what you just said.
Okay.
For further consideration.
I second it.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on an ordinance to amend the future land use map of the comprehensive plan in relation to the tax map parcel 235-30.00-58.02, portion of. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item was change of zone number 1929, Ryan Lehman Mantino Realty Holdings LLC.
Make a motion to defer action for further consideration.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1929, Ryan Lehman Mantino Realty Holdings LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item was conditional use number 2245, Jonathan Plump.
We've got some standard conditions on those types that, you know, I'm probably going to defer anyway, but I'd like to wait and share those.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine. Did anybody else have any other, so, any questions about hours or anything? Because we had kind of a discussion about that. All right, then I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Second. Okay.
Been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2245, Jonathan Plump. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. And that brings us to change of zone number 1926, CP Townhomes LLC, Canal Point RPC.
Can I make a few comments
before you may.
Make a motion?
You may.
Okay, if you're concerned about the environment, wouldn't you want the folks to quit stomping through the wetlands and the marsh and have a dock?
I agree.
The insinuation that these people don't have the right to the canal where their property touches the canal, I struggle with that. And it's nothing new for a mature community to come back to the commission to modify a condition. So throw that right out as a reason not to consider this application. And I get on kayaks and paddle boards from docks 3 and 4 feet out of the water. That's not a thing. So there's my 2 cents. I make a motion.
I agree.
To
and I think the activity is going to continue.
Anyone else want to?
Yeah. I think the activity is going to continue whether we approve this or not.
Yeah, it's going to continue.
So,
they're going to use it.
Yeah.
And they have a right to use it. And it's better for, Denrec won't approve this if it's harmful for the environment. So.
I'm sorry.
No, good. I was going to say,
in reading the mayor's letter from the mayor of Henlopen Acres sent a letter. The letter was in opposition, but it did contain a paragraph that I found very interesting, and it was titled Narrow Relief. I don't know if that's a legal term, but it sounds like one. It could be. And what I take it to mean, and what they describe it as being, is that that instead of just eliminating the condition, removing condition wholesale, that we narrow down what could actually be permitted there. That we could specifically allow a kayak launch, and we could describe what we wanted it to be, and so
right.
on. And that might be the appropriate compromise here to address the concerns, because I don't get the impression that they're asking for any more than that. And, and that might be an approach that we could take, but I would think we should take some time and consider it if you would.
Now, is it something that we would have to consider? Because one of the things that was brought up by opposition was that this wouldn't be the end of it. That once they got the dock, then they'd want the house, then they'd want the this.
Well, this is the way to, the narrow relief is the way to make it the end of it.
Okay.
That's my point. Because you can say, in that, you can prohibit storage facilities, the restrooms, everything.
Okay.
And again, if you do make a narrow exception or, you know, change that domain, classify what they can do and not do. I said before, they still have to come back in with a revised master plan for the whole RPC.
Yeah.
It's going to show the kayak, and it's going to show what they're, you all ultimately have to say on that. For example, the planning and zoning office, the building principal will issue a permit for any other structures.
Yeah.
And it shows that one that.
Right, and even after if the ordinance passes, we also have the site plan, and if the site plan comes back in a fashion that we don't think conforms to what we authorize, then they have to go back to the drawing board. So it's not just a.
The easiest part of
this,
the process.
Yeah, I have to say, yeah.
That's more complicated.
Yes.
You know, when you put a boat dock in for a boat, they plan the boat so you have enough water to get the boat in and out.
Oh, yeah.
A kayak launch, you need a foot of water. This thing is going to be tight to the shore. It's not going to intrude on the canal.
If it's an 8-foot dock, it's going to protrude 8 feet. That's all it's going to do. It's going to be tight up against the.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's a. I actually went and looked at the kayak dock that was built in Laurel a couple years ago. We put a dock in, so that I could remind myself of what they looked like. There's just not much to them. Okay, with that being said.
All right, so I'll make a motion to defer for further consideration.
A second.
Okay, so moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1926, CP Townhomes LLC, Canal Point RPC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.